Juanita Robertson joins me in the studio tonight to talk about two books that she has created. They're both titled Soul Growing. One is Soul Growing, Wisdom from Men Around the World for 13-year-old boys. The second, Soul Growing 2, Wisdom from Women Around the World, is for 13-year-old girls. And I am very interested to find out about what led her on this journey and what it was all about. Juanita, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you for inviting me.
So if you would, talk a little bit about how these books came about, you know, what inspired you and the process of collecting this wisdom.
Yeah, so actually this didn't start out to be a book. It started out as a birthday gift for a 13-year-old boy that I knew at the time. He was having a really rough birthday. He lived out of town. He lived in Cleveland. I live in Cincinnati here. And I just wanted to run and go get him and save him. And I just heard really clear in myself, be still. And I find myself kind of arguing with God all night because I wanted to go. And, you know, I didn't know what I was going to do once I got there, but I wanted to go. And then the next morning, what I did is I got online and I sent a message to a group of men that I knew and asked them to send me, fill in the blank. I wish somebody would have told me blank when I was 13, because my intent was to send him at least 13 for a birthday gift. And it turned out that the men started replying in this beautiful way. You know, they were just grateful to be asked. They said they were honored. And I didn't plan on it, but because I did it in a Facebook message, they got to see each other's response. And one man said, this is like church, you know, and they kept responding. And I realized that we're asking men for everything except for their wisdom. And they were dying to share it with us and with this boy that none of them knew. And so I decided to collect more. You know, they just kept coming in and I sent it to more people I know. One of the things I love about these books are the quotes come from all people that I know in different parts of my life. And it turned out, I think in the boys' book, we ended up with like 66 quotes from different men in the world, different or sexual orientations, different careers, different backgrounds, different countries. I think when we ended, it ended up, we had men from about 13 different countries who replied to the call.
So read us a couple, if you would, please, because they do come from all over, even Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. I thought, wow, the far ends of some of the earth. So read us a couple, please.
The first one I'll read is by Nkumbwa. Nkumbwa is from Arlington, Massachusetts. And Nkumbwa says, I wish somebody would have told me that I was worthy of love. Dream new worlds free of oppression and privilege. Dream of men in balance and power, supportive, loving communities.
Worthy of love. Truly words of wisdom.
The next one is by Tim Glean. He's from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Dream, never stop dreaming. Use your imagination, treat people with kindness and respect the way you would want to be treated, and tell your parents you love them as often as you can, even when you are embarrassed to be seen in public with them.
That's a great one. You have a really interesting and varied background. Your formal education is a master's degree in organizational management and development, but you are also a wisdom keeper. Please tell us more about that, and then tell us also about this initiation process that you're involved in.
Okay, so my wisdom keeping background, you know, first of all, I started my healing journey, which I think brings wisdom, when I was 15. And so me being 48 now, I have lots of healing under my belt and I've had amazing teachers. I am a water spirit through the Dagra medicine wheel. And what it means is the medicine that I bring to the world is medicine around forgiveness, reconciliation, bridge building and peacemaking, and the medicine of the emotions.
And this is a tribe from West Africa, yes?
Yes, West Africa and Burkina Faso is where it's located. And it's also, you know, when I did my ancestry of DNA, I found out that a second part, largest part of my DNA comes from that region of the country. And I wasn't surprised, but it was 10 years later after I had been introduced to the wheel.
So then before we went on air tonight, you were talking about this initiation into adulthood. What a concept. So tell us about this process that you're involved in, because certainly in part what the books that you've created are doing is offering early teenagers the beginning of that process. So tell us about the larger scope of it also.
Yes, we're currently doing a, we call it Fire and Water. It's an initiatory journey for adults. And part of it is because most of us are adolescent adults and not initiated adults. And if you don't have initiated adults, you can't have initiated elders. And if you don't have initiated elders, you can't initiate the youth. A lot of us grow older, we don't grow up. And so we had the question of how do you grow up adults? And so we come together three times a year. It's the hero's journey that we take people through. And then we have some online contact. We have people who've come from Seattle to New Hampshire for the retreats and online. We're halfway through now and are going to be starting soon to recruit for our next cohort.
Can you give us just one sample of what activity or experience one might have in one of those weekends, one part of the hero's journey?
Yeah, so one of the things, because we're doing leadership and rites of passage, we use the art of hosting initiatory leadership processes, which is how to have conversations that engage other people in them. So we train in that, as well as having experience in looking at our own ancestral DNA and deciding which lineage we want to dive deeper into, looking at the ancestral stories and how they have shaped who we are now. You know, the gifts and the wounds of the ancestors.
Yes, yes. Well, so let's go back to the 13-year-olds for a couple of minutes. And I'm guessing that even though it was a 13-year-old boy that inspired the first book, you probably have some 13-year-old girls in your life. Is there a specific one, or did you just decide to be egalitarian about it?
No, the 13-year-old boy, I call him my 0.5 son, and I actually have another son. and then I have a daughter who is now 15, but was, you know, turning 13, and so I said I need to do another book.
Yes. Well, and you in this one included your own words of wisdom for your daughter and for daughters everywhere. So if you would read to us that, please.
It's interesting because it took me a long time. I was asking people this question and it took me probably the longest to write something. And I wrote, I wish somebody would have told me that life is messy and that I was here to make noise, screw up, fart in public, dance wild and crazy while everyone was looking and cry the ugly cry at least once a day. I wish someone would have told me that there was something that I knew and could do that no one else did. And my job was to discover that thing during my lifetime. I wish someone would have told me that I was worth it, and it didn't matter what the it was. I wish someone would have told me that not only was I loved and lovable, but I was love itself.
Thank you so much. It's really delightful to talk with you about these books and about this project of initiating folks into adulthood and eventually becoming elders. What a wonderful idea for our society. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
I've been talking with Quinita Robertson about her books, Soul Growing and Soul Growing 2, Wisdom from Around the World for 13-year-old Boys and Girls. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, the colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're just saying, I love you. I hear babies crying. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh. What a wonderful